Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Change is underway with the physical therapy department at the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics. What's happening? Let's learn more about it and go in-depth with Kevin Kincaid, CEO. So, Kevin, I understand there's some changes happening with physical therapy at Knoxville Hospital and Clinics.
Yeah, there are some changes coming. Basically, the genesis of any kind of change is that we are in a constant review of any business contracts that we have for services that are provided at our hospital. We do that on an annual and rotating basis. And recently, over the last few months anyway, one of the things that we entertained was some proposals from other entities to provide physical therapy services to meet some very specific goals in physical therapy, occupational therapy, and sports medicine primarily. And we ended up going through those proposals, and after an extensive review of each one, we decided to make a different direction from what our current provider is providing for us. And we went with a company called 21st Century out of Nevada, Iowa. They are a physical therapy company that is owned by physical therapists, small company that specialize in small hospital, sports medicine, occupational therapy, orthopedic rehab, those sorts of things. And what we felt was that they just had the best plan moving forward for those that we serve.
And this was a board decision? Did the hospital board consider this?
Yeah, we are governed by a board of directors, and the way that that would work is that I would make a recommendation with, and it's not done in a vacuum. I certainly receive some input from our staff, and obviously each one of our providers, physicians, our mid-levels, our PAs, our nurse practitioners, all have the ability to give me some input to kind of weigh in on that decision, and then I made a recommendation for change to our board of directors.
And so you're replacing an existing company with a new company that's coming in that you think will provide the services that the hospital needs.
Yes, and what we're looking at is we're looking for a renewed focus in sports medicine and occupational therapy and some of the other rehabilitative services. So we're most interested in a lot of the physical therapy types of services that are not being accomplished here at Knoxville Hospital and Clinics. That's the ultimate goal.
Now, there was a dedicated staff that a lot of us know that are friends of, that we're used to seeing in the community, that worked for that organization. Now, what's going to happen to them? That's a concern I've heard.
Yeah, and that's a difficult part of any change like this. If it was purely just a business decision, that would be the easy part. But obviously, you're impacting individuals. What we have going on right now are the anyone with an interest with the current contractor has the ability to apply for a position with the new company. And I know some of those interviews are taking place right now. The one that I am aware of and able to announce is that Dr. Susan Woodle will be a part of this new team and will lead the transition with the new group with 21st Century. Another thing that I would like to add is that we're also very aware of the importance of having that local and kind of community connection. So any of the staff members, if there are any new therapists or providers, the intent is that they will reside in Knoxville or within our immediate service area.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about changes happening with the physical therapy department at the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics with Kevin Kincaid. So it could be a mix of existing employees and some new faces.
That's what I would expect. A lot of those type of negotiations are still taking place right now. That's what I would expect, is some kind of blended answer like that.
Okay, and so those decisions are now in the hands of the new contractor. And what was the name of that outfit again?
They're called 21st Century Rehab. They were founded by a PT out of that happens to live in Nevada, Iowa. And there are three other PT owners of that company. And they specialize in small to mid-hospital-based PT services.
So they provide these services for how many other hospitals?
I don't know what their total is. I know their only outpatient clinic that they do is over in Indianola, and I know that they're in hospitals in Perry, Iowa. They are in Hampton, Iowa, and they are in Nevada at the local hospital there. So those are the hospitals that I know that they're at.
I presume you've had conversations about how big of a staff would be needed with them. How big, what size staff are you thinking about?
Well, they're still kind of working on that, and it depends on kind of how the interviews go, because with physical therapy, it depends on the combination that you bring in. But, you know, we would be looking about the same size team as existing, maybe a little bit bigger, but it because you could have different combinations of having two physical therapists and extra physical therapist assistants, or you could put a team together that has more physical therapists and less assistants. So there's a lot of dynamics like that that you can put together and is still yet to come.
And could perhaps be dependent upon the skills and training of the people that apply?
No, absolutely. Yeah, that would be a big piece because a lot of folks have done some additional training in a specific area, and then they're going to want to make sure all of those areas are covered to make sure that they have all the kind of almost the subspecialties within physical therapy and the other therapies to make sure that those services are available right here.
Okay, so can you ballpark it? Is it going to be 3, 8, 12, 20? Can it anywhere in there to give us sort of an idea how many folks?
I guess that, and again, you have to keep in mind that when we start talking about number of folks, some could be part-time, work one day a week, and, you know, because you could have like a department of 12 would be the same as a department of 5 full-time people. So if I had to guess, I would guess they're going to be somewhere around the, you know, the full-time equivalents around 6 or 7 people.
I see. Okay. Because you could have one person that specializes in X, that there's only a need for X one day a week.
Right. Right.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about changes happening with the physical therapy department at the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics with Kevin Kincaid. Well, when was this decision made?
This the final decision was made at our December 12th board meeting.
December 12th. Uh-huh. Okay, and now it's a month later, a little more than a month. Uh-huh. Why not just announce it?
Well, part of what I was being a little bit cautious about is, and as we speak right now, there are still some negotiations going on from one business to another. So they're trying to figure out how to put those teams together and what those contracts will look like, if there's any subcontracting or any of that sort of thing. And I certainly didn't want to make a public comment that would interfere with that. The other part is that the legal process of getting contracts like this in place, our attorneys had some adjustments to the contract and theirs did as well. And so that took time to kind of go back and forth. You had over the holidays, and plus we wanted folks to have an adequate amount of time to think about, okay, what do they want to do with the existing company? So it seems like it's a little drawn out, but frankly, the process just kind of has to run its course. And I thought that it just would interfere if I made a public comment that ended up not being accurate down the road.
When do you think the staff is going to be in place? Yeah, I anticipate, you know, this month, next month, April.
What we know is that 21st Century feels very comfortable that they could be in place, ready to go, providing services on March 1st. And that's kind of our early date. And then we know that we will make this transition by April 1st. So it'll be sometime in that range.
Now, what if I need physical therapy now, next week, or between then? Is there a system in place where everything is going as normal? I might not even notice it, or is it going to be a big disruption?
Our current provider of services has been very professional about this transition, and they are here to continue just as they have in the past to provide the same services that they were providing 3 or 4 months ago at the same level. So right up until the day of the transition, things will be just like they have been in the past.
Is it going to be closing one door, opening another, or is it going to be some integration across that time period?
I think it a lot of that's going to look like what is the actual staffing model look like and what is the blend of existing staff versus new folks coming to town. So there will be some of that that'll create some of those dynamics. But really, it's going to be a fairly simple transition of therapists will be in place doing the therapies that they are directed to do by the physicians, and that should be pretty seamless to our folks that are coming in here. Now, a couple of changes that people will notice right off the bat is that in order for us to have some of these new focuses, we need to make some significant improvements in our physical surroundings as far as the PT space. So there is actually going to be some expansion of the physical therapy area. We are clearing out a good little chunk of space here within our hospital to basically build a little mini gym that will facilitate this new focus on sports medicine and kind of this post-injury rehab, work hardening, a lot of those things that we're wanting to kind of refocus some energies on, is that we'll just have some facilities and space that's really dedicated to that.
Any new equipment?
We will have all new equipment. So there will be a lot of new things come in with the new company.
You say this company's out of
Nevada, Iowa. That's where they're headquartered.
So you say it's out of Nevada. Is it going to be managed and run from Nevada, or is it going to be managed and run from here? How's that going to work?
Yeah, one of the things that make us real comfortable about this transition is that this place will obviously have the paychecks of the employees of this new company will come from Nevada, Iowa. But it will be run by a physical therapy leader. And at this point right now, Dr. Woodle will be the leader of that area that will basically run this department. And then we'll have some expertise in some, whether it's on the business side or some specialty clinical side, they have some pretty big bench strength of being able to go to folks to provide her some support on doing that. But the decisions will be local with a partnership between the hospital and 21st Century Leadership that's right here at our Knoxville Hospital.
Anything else you'd like to tell the listeners today?
We're excited about this new partnership and the future of where we're going to take sports medicine, where we're going to take physical therapy, and any of our other rehab services. We're looking forward to this transition, and we're excited for the future.
Thanks to Kevin Kincaid for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.